Even now, it's a little smaller.
They weren't quite that big.
Yeah, and they weren't speckled. Well, maybe they were speckled.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. It's been so long since I've seen one. There used to be a couple in our church that we knew pretty well. They had banty hens. And I don't think they had any regular ones, but they had these banty hens. They'll say it's always tasted a little different. They were good.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember.
These are regular hen eggs, though, so they probably would taste.
Yeah, they say they're. You can't tell the difference.
Huh.
I forget what to call the chicken, though.
Chickens call something different?
Yeah.
That's
a different kind of hen.
Blue eggs.
Like a,
you want me to put this up?
Well, I can put it up. I want to put it above them other eggs. Whenever you open the door, you'll see the other eggs in there. Just put it just above
it. On top
right
here?
There.
On the end of the shelf?
Well, it's above them. Yeah.
Sit down here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got a lot of eggs.
Well, you know where to buy them. You ought to see them eggs. Do you buy eggs?
Yeah.
Well, them are our damn.
Grandman, can you get over here?
I was lucky to get you when you were laid up. I had a feeling you wouldn't sit still if you weren't laid up. Oh boy, those are big. Look at those things. Those are nice. Look at that. Are you sure it's in the goose egg?
Yeah, little fatty.
They're all round ones.
Nice eggs.
Yeah, this is big. That's big. Those are nice. You almost eat a lot of eggs.
I don't eat too much eggs.
Just two a day, huh? Yeah.
I think I'll do.
Just two a day.
I eat two every morning for breakfast.
How do you like them?
I like them just fine.
You ever eat them where they've just been, you just break the shell into some water, and, you know, you just dump that egg down into some water there and break the shell?
No. I don't believe I ever did. Didn't know it.
Let's see. What do you call something that you boil water for tea in?
I just call it a teapot.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call a container that you put cut flowers in the house in it? Sometimes it's a pretty glass thing, you know, and you put flowers in it.
No, I just called it a flower bowl.
Okay, what if it was long and tall? What would you call it? Couldn't call it a bowl. What would you, if it was long and tall, what would you, like that? Yeah, like that.
One of them?
Uh-huh. What would you call it?
I don't know, just a flower bottle or something.
Okay.
You know what that is in that one there, that tall one, growing up the top?
Potato? Sweet potato?
Sweet potato.
I've always wanted to grow an avocado. A lot of my friends have done that. You know, you get it like that.
Uh-huh.
Half in the water and half out of the water. And they grow a pretty avocado tree. I've never done it.
Yeah.
That
and I was pretty Caesar grew them. But they made more green vine than that.
Uh-huh. And I've never grown sweet potato either. I've seen people do that.
She hadn't had them like that. She had a little pot or something, you know, hanging up to the wall, or out on a porch or something like that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they're just swinging around on each side to cover that.
Yeah, they look real good if you give them a lot of light.
Uh-huh.
That probably doesn't get quite enough light.
No.
When I first started trying to grow plants in the house, I killed them faster than I could go and get new ones.
Yeah.
And finally, my mother gave me some cactus. And that was all right. I couldn't kill that.
Yeah.
And I sort of graduated, you know, to ivy and stuff like that. And I now I've gotten where I can grow stuff, but
yeah.
It was bad for a while there. I'd water it, and my mother-in-law say, "You're watering it too much." So I wouldn't water it so much. My mother'd come and look, and she'd say, "You're not watering it enough." Or,